Drive Time on RT Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When it comes to pensions, performance counts. Speak to a financial broker about a Zurich pension.
Now, welcome back to Donegal Town. This is a five-seat sprawling constituency and we're going to get a sense now of the issues that are dominating the campaign here. Our reporter Barry Lenihan has been out and about in Donegal. Barry, what did you find?
I started right up in the Inishowen Peninsula before coming down south to you here in Donegal Town, Sarah. But along the way, I stopped in the town of Letterkenny where people had many issues on their mind.
Micah in the area because I've loads of friends who are dealing with it. Particularly difficult for older people who can't get a top-up mortgage or whatever is needed to top up in the scheme. So that would be one area. And then access, the whole access from here to Dublin is non-existent. Those would be two issues that would concern me.
When it's non-existent, what do you mean?
Well, you need 5 hours in a car to get there. There's no public transport, there's no rail. Sorry, the public transport takes up to 6 hours to get into Dublin. I mean, it's just not doable for hospital appointments, for different things. So, you know, the A5 has been coming for years and years and years, so I just want the Irish government to play their part in getting it moved along. And the big thing in Letterkenny, if it's a national issue, is traffic. It takes you an hour to do 2 miles of an evening. It's putting people off coming anywhere near the town.
The main issue is health and housing, really, for young people. Like, from rural areas and even in Donegal, like, young people are going away. They can't afford to buy houses or they have to go in, can't get mortgages.
And what about health?
Letterkenny like hospital now is the emergency department, like it's fairly full all the time. It's quite hard to get in there, like, you know what I mean? People sit for hours before they're treated, like, you know, so it's not good, like.
Cost of living, really. You go to buy groceries and you got to pay for them and that's the way it is. It's a bit dearer than people think.
Probably housing followed by the economy, that would be about it. I honestly don't know what party is going to have a solution, certainly for the former issue. They can all promise to build more houses, but where the resources are going to come from is a whole other issue.
Why housing?
The main issue that's going to cause problems going forward. We have a whole generation who feel that they're never going to own a home, who probably are never going to own a home. There's just not enough building going on to accommodate them. We've got another generation then coming on and another.
Mica, you know, in Donegal with a Mica. Like, I'm a Mica house, so we feel as if maybe the government forgot all about us. It's a Donegal. We'd be famous enough for an out protest vote. I think there'll be a better protest vote now, you know. I think the big issue, especially in Letterkenny, would be Mica.
Are you hearing anything from the candidates that things might change for you?
Yes, we are, but we don't believe them. And Donegal, they will tell you, and maybe it's us moaning a wee bit, but we do feel like the forgotten county. Like, we still have no railway link or nothing to get. We can't see a railway link coming or nothing. And unfortunately, it'll never happen.
And one issue, Barry, that stands out in Donegal, in Inishowen especially, of course, it's something you've covered extensively over the years, is the defective blocks crisis. So can you tell us, what is the state of play around the defective blocks crisis going into this election?
Counting in election 24 takes place 3 years to the day since Dara O'Brien announced that enhanced redress scheme. But new figures show how just 60 homes have been fully repaired so far in Donegal, almost a decade since all this first emerged. Some say the scheme doesn't represent 100% redress they were promised. 73-year-old Tommy Walsh's home in Quigley Point has been demolished, but he needs to find at least €50,000 due to the shortfall between the government's grant and the cost of rebuilding.
I have had 3 heart attacks, a cardiac arrest, and I have an ICD sewn in under my skin, so that if I do go down, it's a defibrillator that gets you back up again. One of the things that I was told by my cardiologist was to not have any stress in my life, and it's very difficult not to have stress in your life when you're suffering from a house with defective concrete blocks that's now been demolished.
Financially accessing the scheme, was it difficult?
It's going to probably cost me maybe about €50,000 that I'm going to have to get again by hoping the family will help me out. Because at my age and at my health conditions, there's nobody going to lend me. There's no bank, no building society or any financial institution that's going to be queuing up at the door to lend me anything. People said the government came out with this big fanfare that they were lending up to €420,000. But it was never the case, because based on the size of your house, you got a fixed amount. The money that they're giving me is never going to pay for it. Even the outside of the house, the grounds work and all, people coming in, that's not even covered. Your walls and septic tanks and the blocks around them. You know, so there's an awful lot of money going to have to be paid out. We only moved out about 5 or 6 months ago. We're about 3 and 4 years knowing that the house wasn't suitable for us living in. Hopefully it'll get better. But again, as I say, it's the financial aspect of it. It's going to cost us an awful lot of money.
You're having to rent in Derry at the moment as well.
Having to rent in Derry because we couldn't get anywhere in around beside where we were. And the house that I got in there is a very, very small. And we don't have an awful lot of room to store our clothes and things like that. You know, and I thought I was looking forward to the time in my twilight years at 73 that herself and myself would be sitting back relaxing. It's not the way it should be at our age. It really isn't. I mean, I know there's people worse off than us, people with young families. We did nothing wrong. I wouldn't want to see my worst enemy ever having to go through the situation. It's intolerable. It really, really is, you know. And I know that there's marriages that have broken down and there's been suicides and things, and that shouldn't be. You know, I get quite emotional talking about it because it's not the way it should be, you know. That's what we need, you know. We try our best to do everything right. And as I say, I always like to think that you'll be able to leave some of your family when you go. I don't want to be leaving them a pile of bloody debt.
So, Barry, what are the other issues then that exist around the scheme?
Families struggling to find alternative accommodation whilst their homes are being rebuilt. And these include the O'Donnell family in Fawn. Chris's 9-year-old son has a disability. He has a solution to avoid having to seek rental accommodation whilst their home is being rebuilt, but says nobody will listen.
We have 4 children, so there's 6 of us in the house. My oldest is 9 and he has a disability. We have nowhere to go that's wheelchair accessible. We can't live in a mobile home. We have proposed to several ministers and councils, housing agency, that we propose to build on our own land, just directly out in front of our own house, as we have plenty of room. And we have got no feedback from anybody. This would let us move on to our new home and demolish the defective home afterwards, but nobody will come back with an answer to see if this will be allowed. There's little homes to rent as it is. It's difficult enough with a child with a disability, never mind having to put all this on your plate as well. He's getting his own independence now, and there's changes that we need to make to this house to suit him. There's no point in doing it to a defective home. Things are just getting tougher and tougher.
How have you found your interaction with Donegal County Council, with the Department of Housing?
Not good, because they just keep passing the blame from one to the other. So we get on to the council about it and they pass the buck on to the housing agency. We get on to the housing agency, they pass the buck on to the minister, and the minister passes it back to the local council. It's just a vicious circle. Everybody's fear is the house is getting worse year on year. There's going to come a stage where this house isn't going to be able to be lived on, and I don't know where we go from there.
And another issue to emerge, Sarah, on the eve of the election is new science. We've reported on this programme for nigh on 2 years how the main cause of bad blocks here in Donegal could perhaps be the mineral pyrrhotite, not mica. And this would mean that over 7,000 homes may have to be demolished. Partial repair wouldn't do. And the Department of Housing last week accepted this fact, accepted new science around it. But it might be too late for homeowners such as Marty McElhenney in Remelton. Here's what she told me.
The downgraded homeowners are fighting against the downgrades that have happened to their home. We all had to engage IS 465 registered chartered engineers at significant cost. These engineers came to our homes, they did a thorough building condition assessment, and they recommended our homes must be demolished. Now these recommendations have been overturned by the housing agency, and we are very angry about this. In my case, we have been downgraded from option 1, which is demolition down to the foundation level, to option 3, which means that they want to take away the outer and inner leaf down to the top of the rising wall. They want to leave the roof and the internal partition walls. This is something I cannot proceed with, and in fact my own engineer has given me a written submission to include with my appeal, which states that he will not sign off on this work.
And what about builders?
He does not know any builder who'll undertake this work. So effectively we're stuck in limbo. But I'm just one of a group of many. There's over 120 homes that have been downgraded now. I'd like to bring it back to the fundamental flaw here. Yes, the science is being ignored, but legally they were meant to consider pyrrhotite. Every single one of the homeowners who have had their homes downgraded have pyrrhotite in the blocks of their homes, and pyrrhotite was not considered.
And that's Marty McElhenney ending Barry Lenehan's report. We will have the candidates here on Drive Time after 5 o'clock.